Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting third. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Carlos Quintana. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting second. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The DH, Rod Allen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Owen reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romine hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medina scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medina fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Randy Cutcher pinch runs for Mike Greenwell. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roman is 0-for-1 in the game. Roman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Cutcher now playing left field. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Quintana is 0-for-1 in the game. Quintana takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Luis Medina batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Medina is 0 for 1 in the game. Medina hits a line drive into left field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medina scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benzinger for the out. One out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Romine is 0 for 2 in the game. Romine strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Quintana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Jordan now playing center field. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quintana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quintana strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medina is 0 for 2 in the game. Medina hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Smithson now pitching. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Randy Cutcher. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Owen moves to third. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a line drive towards first. Medina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.